December 25, 1921, how the humanity of Jesus was nourished by his will. The souls who live in the divine will surrounded and consoled Jesus at his birth. One who lives in the divine will is the closest to Jesus. As I was in my usual state, my sweet Jesus made himself seen as a little baby, all numb with cold. And throwing himself into my arms, he told me, "What cold, what cold? Warm me, for pity's sake, do not let me freeze anymore." I pressed him to my heart, telling him, "In my heart I possess your will. So, its heat is more than sufficient to warm you." And Jesus, all content, "My daughter, my will contains everything, and one who possesses it can give me everything. My will was everything for me, it conceived me, it formed me, it made me grow, and it made me be born. If my mama contributed by giving me the blood, she could do so because she contained my will, absorbed within her. Had she not possessed my will, she could not have contributed to forming my humanity. Therefore, my direct will, and my will which was absorbed within my mama, gave me life. That which is human had no power over me, it could give me nothing. Only the divine will nourished me with its breath and delivered me to the light. But do you think it was the cold of the air that made me freeze? Ah, no. It was the cold of the hearts that made me grow numb. And it was ingratitude that made me cry bitterly at my very first coming out to the light. My beloved mother soothed my crying, although she too cried. Our tears mixed together. And exchanging the first kisses, we poured ourselves out in love. But our life was to be sorrow and crying, so I had her place me in the manger, to go back to crying, calling my children with my sobs and with my tears. I wanted to move them to pity with my tears and with my moans, so as to be listened to. But do you know who was the first, after my mama, whom I called with my tears to be close to me in my very manger, to pour myself out in love? It was you, the little daughter of my will. You were so little as to surpass my dear mama in littleness, so much so, that I was able to keep you near me, in my own manger, and I could pour my tears into your heart. These tears sealed my will in you, and constituted you legitimate daughter of my will. My heart rejoiced in seeing all that my will had delivered in creation coming back as whole, in my will, within you. This was important and indispensable for me. At my very first coming out to the light of this world, I was to restore the rights of creation and receive the glory as if the creature had never departed from my will. Therefore, the first kiss and the first gifts of my tender age were for you. And I, my love, how could this be, if at that time I did not exist? And Jesus, in my will everything existed, and all things were one single point for me. I could see you then, just as I see you now, and all the graces I have given you are nothing other than the confirmation of what you had been given from eternity. And I could see not only you, but in you I saw my little family, which would live in my will. How happy I felt! These soothed my crying, warmed me, and surrounding me like a crown, defended me from the perfidy of the other creatures. I remained concerned and doubtful. And Jesus, how is it? You doubt? I have told you nothing yet about the relations which exist between me and the soul who lives in my will. For now, I will tell you that my humanity lived from the continuous outpouring of the divine will. Had I taken one breath alone which was not animated by the divine will, it would have been as though degrading myself, and decaying from my nobility. Now, the soul who lives in my will is the closest to me. And everything that my humanity did and suffered, she is the first among all to receive the fruits and the effects that my humanity contains.